We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, motivated viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, you're about 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Ashra 1 and Hotbirth 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, Asiasat 5 and Asiasat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 88 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe, in Ankh-Virong, channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouer, channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. And in Kumba, channel 23 on CIAT Kumba. In Bafut, channel 1 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafoussam, channel 30 on Blundellsat. And in Edea, channel 37 on Ita Blessimong Eserna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, channel 37 on TV Costa Verde.
In Chile, in Santiago, channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Colombia, in Guarandá, channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Casco Urbano, Frontera Sector Portachuelo, El Vivero and Pueblo Viejo, channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, channel 38 on Cableva TV. In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, channel 31 on ASU Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. En localidad Engativá UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company, and channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. En Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In localidad Fontibón, in localidad Barrios Unidos, channel 41 on Tele Los Nidos. In Kennedy, channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. And in Alamos Norte, channel 68 on TV Alamos.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. and in Puerto Jimenez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Costanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 analog system and Channel 288 digital system on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Holytel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Taperacuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yangjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingzong Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Xia'i County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Xia'i City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong An Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Cha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Cha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotol, Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City and Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sanburt Company. And in Sanshan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel. And in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Japan donates more than $95,000 to build a dormitory for children with handicaps in Olac or Vietnam. In environmental news, tree planting helps reduce sandstorms in China. In intercultural news, Palestinian and Israeli children play football together through a project sponsored by the European Union. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, December 30th, is the birthday of information and communications technology expert Mr. Jacques Bonjawo, born in 1960 in Yaoundé, Cameroon. Founder and chairman of Genesis Telecare, a telemedicine company in Cameroon, Mr. Bonjawo is a respected international speaker on promoting sustainable development for Africa through technology. He is also the former chairman of the board of directors of the African Virtual University, AVU, based in Kenya, which seeks to use modern technology and the internet for education in Africa. AVU has provided courses for more than 50,000 students on the continent. Our many thanks, Mr. Jacques Bonjawo, for your work to enhance the lives of our African brethren. May you have a wonderful birthday with loved ones, with heaven's blessings.
Flying news. Life still disrupted as Europe's snow and cold persists. In central Russia, thousands of people remained stranded in Moscow airports on Tuesday, December 28th, after freezing rainstorms over the weekend disrupted the flights of 20,000 passengers. Meanwhile, in Poland, freezing winter temperatures that dropped to nearly minus 30 degrees Celsius at night had claimed 127 lives by Monday, 8 of whom perished after Christmas Eve. According to the nation's police, most victims were either homeless or under the influence of alcohol.
In the United Kingdom, snowy conditions caused a cliff edge in a Yorkshire resort to crumble by up to 4 meters in the past month, with regional landslides having already prompted the demolition of 3 homes in Scarborough, as the local council offers other vulnerable homeowners financial assistance for purchasing new plots of land. In some respite, the weather conditions are reportedly easing in many parts of Europe, and travel is returning to normal. In countries such as the United Kingdom, ministers are considering new laws to raise air travel standards in an effort to prevent such impacts on service.
Upon hearing of the intense weather conditions earlier in December, Supreme Master Ching Hai had asked that our nearby association members please consult with local governments to see if more assistance was needed. Sending her sympathies and prayers, she also requested that they go, if possible, to help the most affected, adding that financial aid would be available for urgent necessities.
Our appreciation, police, officials, and all working to lessen the dangerous situations across Europe, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her loving concern. May such weather extremities be curbed as humanity swiftly acts in benevolence toward all beings.
Earthquakes rattle the U.S., Canada, Ecuador, and Fiji. In the southern U.S. state of Arkansas, an increasing number of seismic events have been occurring, with more than 500 tremblers measuring up to 4.0 on the Richter scale from September 20th through December. On Monday, December 27th, a rare magnitude 3.1 trembler hit in western Quebec province of Canada, its epicenter 38 kilometers northeast of Buckingham. To the south, Ecuador's coastal province of Guayas was rattled by a 4.5 magnitude quake centered 10 kilometers northeast of Isidro Ayora. The next day, a strong 6.3 magnitude tremor struck in the South Pacific Ocean, 320 kilometers southwest of Fiji's Nidoi Island. Fortunately, none of these earth disturbances resulted in any reports of injuries or significant damage. With thankfulness for the protection of those in the quake-shaken regions, we pray that such potential disasters are curbed through humanity's speedy adoption of eco-conscious and stabilizing lifestyles.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
New York, USA governor pardons immigrants. Upon review of their applications and records, New York Governor David Paterson has offered pardons to 24 individuals who were due to be deported from the United States because of prior convictions. Earlier in the month, the governor similarly waived deportation for 6 other persons. Governor Paterson remarked, "The individuals pardoned committed past offenses but paid their debt to society. They now make positive contributions to our state and nation, and I believe they should be protected from inflexible and misguided immigration statutes." These recent pardons were based in part on the findings of a panel the governor created in May 2010 to collect and review information that would help keep deserving immigrants from being deported. Our respectful accolades for your noble decision, Governor Patterson, wishing the now permanent residents lives of wholesome goodness and that New York and the nation may continue to be graced with the beauty of cultural diversity.
For his unifying actions of clemency in accordance with those of Abraham, the renowned father of many nations in biblical times, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Governor Patterson with the Shining World Leadership Award.
High stroke rates linked to fried fish consumption. Published online in the medical journal Neurology, a new study by scientists at Emory University in Georgia, USA, evaluates the dietary habits of more than 21,000 people living in a U.S. region known as Stroke Valley, noted for its high prevalence of stroke incidents. The researchers found that people living in this area, who are 30% more likely to eat two or more servings of fried fish every week, were also 20% more likely to succumb to stroke than those in other states. Furthermore, the inhabitants of the area known as the Stroke Buckle, located within the Stroke Belt, were 40% more likely to die from stroke. The study also found that U.S. residents of African descent, who are known to have increased stroke risk, consume 3.5 times the fried fish of their European descent counterparts. Our thanks, Emory University researchers, for revealing this link between fried fish consumption and elevated risk of often fatal strokes. May more and more people be spared such preventable conditions as we turn to vegan fare for optimal health and well-being.
Swine flu incidents and fatalities climbing steeply. In what health officials have warned as the worst flu outbreak to hit the United Kingdom in a decade, the nation is reporting a significant 250% rise in seriously ill H1N1 swine flu patients, with 10 people who perished in just 1 week, and the number of critical care patients increasing by more than half in just 3 days. The fatalities occurred in England, bringing the total number of lives lost from swine flu to 24, with 9 of the victims being under the age of 18. More than 450 people with confirmed or suspected flu were hospitalized in intensive care as of the end of last week, more than double the week before. Another 11 people in Wales are in critical care, and in Northern Ireland, the number of swine flu cases jumped in 1 week from 11 to 45.
The European Centre for Disease Prevention and Control is warning that other European nations are also beginning to see increases in swine flu cases, and more are also being reported by officials in parts of the US and Canada. Meanwhile, in the Middle East, a patient in Jordan succumbing to the virus is the fourth to perish, as the nation's Ministry of Health said that 19 hospitals across the kingdom have been designated to receive suspected swine flu cases. On Monday, December 27th, the Egyptian Ministry of Health announced that 1,172 individuals had tested positive for the virus in 1 week, and that 56 swine flu fatalities had occurred in the past 2 months since October. In Syria, 3 people have lost their lives to swine flu this month. Elsewhere, swine flu is also on the rise in countries such as Sri Lanka, where it has claimed 22 lives in the past 2 months, with 342 cases confirmed, as heavy rains risk further spread of the disease. In Latin America, Ecuadorian health officials confirmed 3 cases of swine flu, as another 184 people are suspected to have the illness in the northern province of Imbabura.
This rapid spread of the potentially fatal H1N1 virus coincides with the publishing of an article in the U.S.-based Scientific American magazine warning that livestock farms in the U.S. are breeding grounds for another big swine flu outbreak that is bound to occur. Author Helen Branswell, a Nieman Fellow in Global Health Reporting at Harvard University, refers in particular to the bird and pig farms as flu farms, where factors like filth and overcrowded conditions are causing the disease to evolve so rapidly that health officials are unable to investigate the farms in time to prevent new infections.
We appreciate the efforts of Ms. Branswell, the health officials, and all other personnel working to raise awareness and halt the spread of swine flu. Our sincere sympathies to those who have lost loved ones to this tragic illness, as we pray for humanity's swift transition to the safe, life-affirming, plant-based lifestyle.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Ching Hai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative Living. change your life, change your heart, change your diet.
No more killing. Be healthy and loving.
Examples of nutritious, life-saving food, percentage by weight.
Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets or capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life.
The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult.
Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk.
To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu.
To avoid the danger of mad cow disease, or BSE, and pig disease, or PMWS, etc. To stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily.
It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good.
It's health.
It's economy.
It's ecology.
It's compassion.
It's peace.
It's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below.
al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com,
or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
Swans rescued from frozen waterway. Volunteers from Secret World Wildlife Rescue in England rescued 21 cold and hungry swans from a waterway on the Somerset Levels when recent extreme weather caused the ground and water to freeze, with the swans unable to find food. Although sadly 10 of the graceful birds perished, animal care manager Sarah Cohen said the surviving swans will be fed and cared for by the rehabilitation center until the weather is sufficiently warm for them to return to the wild. Our heartfelt thanks, Ms. Sarah Cohen and Secret World Wildlife Rescue volunteers, for your caring efforts to save the precious swans during this blistering cold season. We are deeply saddened to know of the 10 who perished, as we wish the survivors a full recovery and pray for humanity's considerate stewardship to preserve the fragile balance of life on Earth.
Supreme Master Qinghai is offering Secret World Wildlife Rescue $10,000 to support their compassionate endeavors.
Save our planet. Experts warn of widespread desertification threat. In an effort to bring attention to land degradation and desertification, the United Nations has launched the UN Decade for Deserts and Desertification, or UNDDD. Noting this extreme drying process to be among the most severe challenges of our time, the UN states that a quarter of the world's land has been degraded through processes such as topsoil erosion since 1980, with at least an additional 1% lost each year. Some 2.1 billion of the world's people, many of whom reside in developing nations, live in regions already classified as natural drylands, and are thus especially vulnerable to processes like desertification. According to Luke Nakaja, Executive Secretary of the UN's Convention to Combat Desertification, or UNCCD, soil degradation has been a primary factor in land conflicts in Somalia, as well as the rise in Asian dust storms and steep food price increases in the past few years. Adding to the problem are climate change impacts such as rising temperatures and erratic precipitation.
Speaking with grave concern about the situation, Mr. Nakaja stated the top 20 centimeters of soil is all that stands between us and extinction. In an attempt to restore ecological balance, scientists are suggesting measures such as preservation of drylands ecosystems, improved land and water management, the use of drought-resistant seeds, and even the granting of carbon credits for protecting the soil.
Our appreciation, Mr. Luke Nakaja, United Nations, and all scientists working to raise awareness and halt the depletion of life-giving soil. We pray that humanity quickly unifies in actions to preserve precious drylands and the balance of all life on Earth.
During an interview for the December 16, 2009 edition of the Irish Dog Journal, Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke, as she has on previous occasions, about the urgent matter of climate change and how to best ensure the welfare of all beings.
A lot of work must be done still to have a beautiful and healthy planet. We have to stop the planetary climate change, stop depleting our water supply, stop deforestation, desertification, ocean pollution, river pollution, species extinction, etc., etc. But all these can be accomplished to a vast degree and very quickly by individuals changing to an organic vegan diet. Yes, the livestock industry causes a large part of the world's soil erosion. It is a leading driver of desertification, biodiversity loss, and water waste and water pollution. Despite water becoming scarcer each day due to global warming, if all the people in the world are veg, the earth would heal itself, and there would be more than enough for all the children to grow in health and safety.
Save our planet. Dr. Catherine Congol of the University of Otago in New Zealand finds that the production of nitrous oxide gas by freshwater estuaries is directly related to the amounts of runoff present from substances such as chemical fertilizers and livestock waste.
Save our planet. Despite the appeal for some countries of increased access to oil resources due to Arctic melt, experts caution that unstable conditions created by thawing permafrost can cause underground pipe breakage, leading to leaks and even explosions.
Warning news. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration issues a recall for cheese products that are being sold in California, Nevada, Washington, and Washington, D.C. due to the threat of contamination with the potentially fatal E. coli bacteria.
Hello, I'm Rio the Rhinoceros, and I'm following a compassionate diet without any animal products. Here's a tip of the day to help our wildlife friends. Seed heads, leaves, and stalks from your seasonal garden can become food and shelter for birds and other co-inhabitants during the winter months. Consider leaving the plants intact until spring rolls around instead of clearing them out post-season. Thank you for your attention, and thanks so much for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now, the worldwide weather.
Thank you.
humanitarian news, Japan donates more than $95,000 to build a dormitory for children with handicaps in Ho Lac or Vietnam.
The funds will be utilized to construct the two-story living space of the Daum Hoi Center for Children with Disabilities. In addition, Wang Bun Province has committed to providing a building to be used as classrooms. Our sincere appreciation, Japan, for your generosity, and Wang Bun Province for your care of your young citizens.
May the lives of many precious youngsters be benefited by this laudable joint project.
In environmental news, tree planting helps reduce sandstorms in China. Sandstorms in North China have decreased from 10 to 20 days per year at the end of the 1990s to the present day 3 to 9 days annually. This improvement is greatly attributed to the expansion of forests in the Alsa League area in northwest Inner Mongolia Autonomous Region by 270,000 acres since 2006. Beginning in 2000, the Chinese government has launched 4 major forestry projects in this area. Congratulations, China, on enhancing your environment by implementing earth-protecting measures. May all governments and individuals take such laudable green actions combined with the low-emissions vegan diet for a bright and sustainable future for all. Coming up, Palestinian and Israeli youngsters get together in a fun spot. There may be a cat knocking at the door. We'll be right back. More significant news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, giving news for a selfless world. In intercultural news, Palestinian and Israeli children play football together through a project sponsored by the European Union. Football, our common ground, holds matches 4 or 5 times a year, which take place in Palestine or Israel. Co-sponsored by an Israeli non-profit organization and football team, and a Palestinian non-profit and local council in El-Hir, the games give the youngsters an opportunity to develop amicable relations, as well as improve their sports skills. All teams have both Israeli and Palestinian members. Kudos European Union and collaborating organizations for this fantastic program. May lasting friendships develop through this exciting and fun time, helping to bring the peace-loving people of the region closer in understanding and harmony.
Now let's listen to an original joke written by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled The Floor. It is told in English.
Chair, Minister, you now have the floor.
New participant. What did he stand on before?
And now for our viewers' heartline.
I found your TV station 3 weeks ago, and I have watched it every day since then. Just by watching your programs, I have noticed that I have already changed, becoming more calm and confident about humanity. My favorite programs are Words of Wisdom and Between Master and Disciples. May your good works be rewarded by heaven's blessing. Supreme Master Ching Hai is the most complete human I have ever seen. What a role model she is for humanity. Much love, Graham from Menorca, Spain.
Kindred spirit Graham, it is so good to hear that you are enjoying Supreme Master Television. We are infinitely blessed that Supreme Master Ching Hai is on our planet at this urgent time to lead humanity into an elevated and peaceful era. We pray each individual follows her loving guidance and adopts the earth-saving vegan diet. May divine light shine on you and all the amicable citizens of sunny Spain.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May heaven fill your heart with love and illuminate your sacred journey.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
In addition to measures already implemented to improve the quality of life for all citizens, the Thai government announces 2011 plans to provide free electricity to the less fortunate and to offer subsidies that help offset increased food prices.
working to realize the goal of a smoke-free environment in all indoor public workspaces and transport by the end of 2015, the Health Bureau of Beijing, China, trains doctors to encourage patients toward becoming tobacco-free.
With more countries calling for recognition of an independent Palestinian state, Israel's Industry, Trade and Labor Minister, Benjamin Ben-Eliezer, requests the government's resumption of peace talks and the halting of settlements, saying that the survival of Israel depends upon peace.
Kyrgyz Prime Minister Almazbek Atambayev meets with Russian Presidential Administration Head Sergei Naryshkin, where he expresses his country's willingness to join the customs union and the common economic space between Russia, Belarus, and Kazakhstan.
South Korea's Coast Guard is able to rescue all 15 people whose ferry capsized during rough weather conditions off the nation's southwestern coast.
Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper invites Burmese democracy leader Dr. Aung San Suu Kyi to be bestowed with an honorary Canadian citizenship, a distinction that has been awarded to only four other dignitaries.
Delegates of the Vietnam-Cambodia Friendship Parliamentarians Group arrive in Cambodia from Ao Lak or Vietnam to continue developing cooperative activities with plans that include establishing a sustainable and peaceful shared border demarcation.
China's government announces plans to increase pensions for retired company employees as well as provide monthly subsidies for some 4.3 million less fortunate college students and high school students, respectively.
Thanks to microchip identification, UK-based organization Cats Protection helps reunite Colin the feline with his human caregivers Peter and Maria O'Neill 4 years after his disappearance, with Colin immediately recognizing Mrs. O'Neill when she called his name.
Three-year-old British girl Rosie Barula alerts her father to smoke coming from an elderly neighbor's house, with her father then able to deliver life-saving notification to the neighbor just in time.
For her quick and intelligent actions, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring young Rosie Barula with gifts, animal books, etc.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.